It's Monday, December 29th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
What? Stop doing that. I'm Anthony.
I'm leaving.
And this is the Geek Chic culture show where we talk about all the cool things in the world. This week is the year-end episode and the ever-so-popular TNIB award show.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody cares.
Yeah, the prestigious awards.
57th annual.
Last year's winners. Annual. We're still waiting on you to get in contact with us so we can give you awards.
Yeah, we have made them. They are made out of paper mache. It's yeah. Okay.
And we're also not alone in the room. We have a live studio audience with us.
Say hi, audience.
Woo!
Awesome. And TJ, you're not one. You're a producer, remember? Yeah,
producer is also monitoring us.
I don't know. Absolutely.
And also, Christmas has passed, so Merry Christmas to all you guys who are listening to this now.
Yes, Merry Christmas to y'all. And Vince has been nice enough to gift me and Anthony presents.
And TJ.
Whatever. But, I mean, come on, man. So we're going to open them on the show and talk about the presents that we got. We know Anthony's been dying, so we'll do him last.
Okay, do the small one first.
I'm just going to open it.
Anthony, go.
Do the small one first.
Okay, let's open the small one
first.
You guys
all got a bonbon.
They look like a bonbon.
I hope it's an actual candy.
It feels like a gashapon.
It feels like a bonbon.
It is a gashapon.
It is a gashapon figure.
And it's themed around Vince.
Oh god, this tape.
It's not Vince. It's not because I thought of you, I thought of me.
Mine's blue.
I don't want it, so you'll have it.
Yeah.
If this is a fucking Gerwalk figure, I'm gonna hate you.
I can't open it. Oh my god, is it Lelouch?
There's like a tape in
it. Oh, it's Persona themed.
Your Persona themed.
Oh, which one did I get? Akihiko, my favorite one. Wait, did you know he's my favorite?
Yeah, my boy.
Who'd you get?
He got Shinjiro.
Bam.
Yes.
And who did TJ get?
Hold on, I'm getting there.
Wait, did you know Akihiko's my favorite?
Yes.
Of course.
How did you guys get the tape?
I know everything.
I could have liked Ken.
Oh, cool! They're keychains. I can put them on my keys.
You could have.
Oh, here
but,
we go.
Where's my keys at?
You don't like Ken. Upstairs.
Don't do it now. Because you'll jingle jangle all day.
Okay.
Oh, TJ, you're still getting this open?
I know.
You're killing me, Teach.
What a slowpoke.
You're killing me.
TJ got...
He's got blue hair.
Oh, is it the main character?
And a gun.
Main
character.
Of course.
Okay.
Just like TJ. Silent.
TJ always picks the lead character of everything.
As his favorite.
Yeah.
And we're going to read you the cards that Vince graciously wrote for us. And it's really heartfelt. Made me tear up a bit.
Okay, here we go.
Dear Blaven, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Exclamation point.
Mm.
That's what mine says.
That is just heartwarming right there. Like, just really hits the spot, you know? Thanks, Vince.
No
I really
problem.
Appreciate
Anytime.
It.
Anytime.
Where am I going to put this?
And then read him for yours.
Dear Blaven, Merry Christmas. Dear Anthony, Merry.
Did you get a comma?
Wait.
You did.
Oh, I think I got an exclamation mark, too. Did you get an exclamation mark?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Lame.
That's a shame. I thought you loved me more. What did you get? What did yours say?
He says like an essay.
Dear TJ, Merry Christmas.
It's a shame. I thought
how many exclamation marks do you have?
One.
I put all my thought into those messages.
It must have taken you a while.
Yeah.
I can feel the struggle in each one.
Uh-huh.
So let's open the actual
natural
gifts.
Natural-born writer.
Yeah. Now we got actual gifts that we opened. Mine
no
is
wonder
in a
he died in P3. His head's too big.
Rectangular box here.
Okay, what did Blaven get?
I think all of us are.
Oh my god. It's a Funko figurine. Oh my god, is it a Magic-themed one?
Nope. It's not!
Oh no.
It's not!
Is it Sharknado?
Did he not just say they're all themed after him?
What? Macho Man? Why would you give Macho Man?
Yo, that's sick! I want that!
That makes no sense.
Oh
I don't get
god.
It.
This box.
I feel like all the things are reversed. Little twin stars?
I got a photo frame.
And you can put a picture of you and my brother.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
You gotta open it, Anthony.
Is there a picture of you?
Is there a picture of you and
I
your
swear
brother?
To god.
Oh my god. Because you are the one true pairing from this group.
Maybe it already has the photo in it.
Sailor Moon! Oh,
yeah,
it's a manga! You tricked
oh.
me. It's still pink though.
You
which
can
is
reuse
awesome.
The wrapping paper if you want.
Yeah. Do you want do you need the bubble wrap back?
What did you get?
Okay.
Oh my god.
Baller.
I got some makeup from Sephora.
TJ's
I'm gonna read this.
Box right there.
Well, there's a bunch of.
A bunch
how did
of
you
stuff.
Know? It's like I told you when we were at the Comic Con.
Folded up papers.
It's crazy.
Oh my god!
Holy shit!
Samus!
I got you an amiibo in the hopes that this would kick off the drug to collect.
Is
them
it double
all.
Buster?
Oh man!
God damn it!
How many busters does it have?
It's right got one.
Boo!
One.
Well, thank you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, sweet.
Oh yeah!
I'm so close to the lesbians in this series.
Oh my god. And that's obviously what Anthony.
Yeah, that's what Sailor Moon's all about.
Yeah. So
lesbians.
You need the box back.
So this brings up a pressing matter in the show.
Yeah.
Vince, you're turning into a softie, I think.
Nope.
What are you talking about?
Why? Are we getting charged in our credit cards for this?
Your invoices are in the mail.
Yeah, invoices are in the mail.
I have all your PayPal accounts.
Don't worry, I take all various types of payment.
That's gross. Well, thanks, Vince. Mm-hmm. If you ever told me 1 year, Vince would have bought me presents in high school. Mm. I never would have believed you.
Wow. Yeah.
To be honest, I would have laughed hysterically if it was actually a photo frame with just your face in it.
No, see, that requires too much effort.
That would be so funny. It'd be a picture of you and him.
Like this. Yeah. It'd be like a picture where both of us were in it, but then he took his face and put it over my face.
I already bought you all your gifts for next year, and it's all the same for each one of you.
Is it Sailor Moon?
It's the same thing.
Seven? No, I each bought you the Blu-ray entire series of Firefly.
Hot.
Because they were $10 at Best Buy on Boxing Day.
That's funny. It actually was.
Yeah.
How come you didn't come say hi?
I couldn't find you.
Oh.
I was buying video games.
Oh, I was there.
And your lineup thing was dumb.
Yeah, it was really, really dumb.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your lineups?
It was bad.
They made you line up in the, like, around the corner, around this other place.
Ew.
In the store.
Right. It was not so bueno. That's
exciting.
So they made you walk around the store before you got to the register.
Yep, this is true. But enough about that. Let's get into the meat of the show.
The main event. TNIB Awards. The award show where we have random categories. No new additions this year.
Random categories, but when you send me the email, it still says from 2012.
Yeah.
So a two-year-old
brand
email.
Brand
new for this year.
And you guys know how this works. Each of us present two candidates.
I
got a lot of candidates.
Our winner and our runner-up. And going through there, we try and decide through a series of votes or discussion who is deserving of winning the award. Yeah. And if we can never
agree, TJ breaks the ties.
TJ comes in and he breaks the tie whichever way he chooses. And we all agree to this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tired and true method that never can be broken.
Yeah. I hate this method.
Why do you hate it?
Because I always lose.
Yeah, but TJ's like super impartial even to all of us.
Yeah. It hasn't failed this once.
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't failed because you're the main.
Well, it's never failed me.
Yeah.
So let's start off like we always start off. Hottest female of the year.
Oh, you guys are so lewd.
2014 had a lot of females.
Stop objectifying women, guys.
Yeah.
So who's the hottest?
So who's the hottest female of the year?
All right, candidates for you, Anthony. Go.
All right, so my runner-up is Jennifer Lawrence.
Wait. Before you continue, you are now admitting that she is also not your winner because you can't pick doubles.
Okay, so my runner-up is no one. And my winner is Jennifer Lawrence from The Hunger Games. I think the queen should keep her crown.
That's all
I'm saying.
It's all because of that fap thing that happened.
It's because like she had such a great role in The Hunger Games. I thought it was just deserving. Like,
oh my god.
She needs it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's hot. Right.
Thanks.
That's the name of the category.
Yep.
That's all you need to say.
She's my computer wallpaper.
All right. I pick,
I actually wonder.
Yeah, I had... Okay, this is the hardest one because I couldn't think of anybody.
Because you're not attracted to females, I know.
Exactly.
Just I'm asexual. You just reproduce.
I'm attracted to robots.
Sweeting
Gundam.
Not real girls. Yeah. Not real girls. Yeah.
So for my runner-up, I'm gonna make it T-Swift.
Really?
Because...
What? She's not your type.
Because she's the Princess Zelda?
What do you mean?
She's pretty much Princess
she's
Zelda.
She's pretty much Princess Zelda. But she's the only one who broke platinum this year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's the only one with a platinum record.
Hey, you beat Frozen.
You beat Frozen from last year.
I cannot get her songs out of my head.
Oh, even Blank Spaces?
Yeah.
That song is
I actually
good.
Really like Blank Spaces.
I haven't heard that song. Oh. I haven't heard it yet.
Blank Space, baby.
Nothing. Oh, I got 22.
I know.
Over 22.
I'm ashamed.
I can show you incredible things.
But yeah, Shake It Off stuck in my head too.
Oh yeah, that sounds the best. My X-Man.
Haters just gonna hate.
Yeah. Stop it. I thought it said in one of them that it said bakers wanna bake. And I was that totally isn't it.
And then my winner for the thing is Skye from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh yeah.
Because last year she was like this character that I want to like but kinda sucked.
But now.
And this year she's the best character
on
the show.
Did she turn into a robot?
She's the best character on the show.
She turned into a robot.
Yeah, she turned into a robot.
Pretty much. There you go. Flavin, yours are?
So my runner-up for Girl of the Year is again J-Law.
Okay.
But
oh, damn it.
My number one girl for this year is Miss IGGY, Miss Iggy Azalea.
That's gross.
So me and Anthony already vetoed.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, Iggy. But...
All right.
I don't want Iggy's Wrecking Balls.
All right.
that's
so okay.
Oh, you wanted me to say Miley Cyrus because I could have.
I thought you were gonna say Ariana Grande.
Oh God damn Dang it, I forgot Ariana Grande.
Do you want to change?
Oh,
she's
man.
Like 10.
That's right.
She's not
10.
She's legal.
She's 22. She looks 21.
Like she's 10. Feeling 22.
Okay, whoa. Sorry, my bad. I forgot about Iggy.
So I look like
I forgot about Ariana Grande.
Because you wouldn't shut up about her all year.
I knew.
That's so true.
I knew. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. So number two is Iggy. Number one is how can I forget Ariana Grande?
J-Lock's
I love her.
Moment.
Yeah, I love her
still
new song.
One in my heart.
Love Me Harder, man. TJ, Love Me Harder. Her and The Weeknd.
What? I only know that one song with Mac Miller.
Oh yeah, because you love that song.
That's a good song.
Yeah, but yeah, it's Ariana Grande.
Oh man, where do you guys want to go with this one?
Oh yeah.
So Iggy Azalea is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
It's fine.
So who is your second? Your runner up?
Taylor Swift.
Okay, T Swift is in.
Yeah, I T Swift
it. No, wait, T Swift wins.
No, J Law is in.
Uh huh. T Swift wins. It is.
No, T Swift. We say T Swift.
No, J. Okay. So wait.
Hey, Teach.
So Sky's gone.
Can
so Sky's gone. Yeah. So Sky's gone. Win. Iggy's gone.
Just call it.
Who was your other? Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, Babyface is gone.
Oh, come on.
So it's just down to J Law and T-Swift.
T-Swift.
And I T-Swift.
Son of a bitch.
You know, she actually looked really, really pretty in that Shake It Off video.
It's 2-1.
She'll let you know
but
how
like,
fun.
Have you guys seen The Hunger Games?
I have seen The Hunger Games.
Like, she's really hot.
Okay, Anthony, we know it's because of the fapping. Relax. We know.
All right, TJ, we need you to announce this for us.
J-Law wins.
What's this called?
Wait, who did you pick?
Hottest
Wait,
female.
TJ just goes...
Yeah, TJ's going to pick someone else.
TJ's like, Helen Mirren.
I don't even know who that is.
Eva Mendes.
She's pretty hot.
She wasn't in anything this year.
She was in a trailer for Fast and the Furious, I think.
She might as well have been dead.
Whoa.
Go for it.
Are we announcing this?
Yeah.
All right. So the winner of 2015's Hottest Female
14,
of the Year.
2014.
J-Law.
So the winner of 2014's Hottest Female of the Year is...
J-Law.
T-Swift.
Oh, no!
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Taylor Swift, if you want to get into college...
Hey, you know what I think about yours? You say, haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate.
All right, next category is Male Crush of the Year.
Oh, this I can't wait.
This is the category where, as men, we always have crushes on other men of superiority.
It's the food
chain, muscular...
Yeah,
physical superiority.
So who do we idolize most throughout the year?
Alright.
I have a feeling yours is that guy from Arrow.
He's my runner-up.
Oh!
So continue. Who is his name?
So my runner-up
is
Stephen Amell.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as CW's Oliver Queen.
I know who's the number one.
Because he's always brooding and awesome.
It's
and
the Flash.
And he does the salmon ladder.
Yeah, the salmon ladder.
That thing's
ladder,
weird.
Yeah.
But number one is Chris Pratt.
Oh, damn it.
I thought someone was going to do this.
My number one's Chris Pratt.
My number because we all know I love Guardians.
Yeah,
but he is this generation's Han Solo.
It's true.
And as a side note, he's also Emmett from the Lego movie.
And he's also in Parks and Rec.
Oh, he is.
He's pretty funny in Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Man, he is jacked.
And he is jacked.
Compared to himself in Parks
and
Rec.
And I wish I could be him.
Yeah, just
you wish you could be
hot.
Han Solo.
Yeah,
be funny and hot.
Yeah, and also wear that awesome jacket and have the dual things and the mask.
You can wear the jacket.
Travel space.
You can buy the jacket.
My God,
that's one of them.
So guess who I bumped down to my runner up then?
Oh
no!
Oh
Mr. Winter Soldier,
my baby, has been gone down. Oh, just FYI, guys, Vince gave me the best birthday present because he posted it on my wall. There's a picture of Chris Evans and it says, "Hey girl, happy birthday." It was the best.
That's pretty good.
Wasn't he also like on a bed?
Yeah, he was on a bed. It was pretty awesome. But yeah, Chris Pratt's my number one, and Chris Evans.
Okay,
it's all about the Chris's this year. All
right,
Merry Christmas.
So my runner-up is Andrew Garfield
in Spider-Man.
Yeah, in Spider-Man.
Are you only picking him because he gets to pick? Well, whatever.
No, he's a good-looking dude.
All right,
sure.
And then my number one is Chris Pratt.
Ah, yes. He's also going to be in. The
is that
Jurassic
his name?
World.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Jurassic World, so that's going to be good.
I don't know.
What? You don't agree? Who's your guy of the year?
I don't know. I have a guy of the decade. Like, Ryan Gosling's just.
Oh, but what is he in this
Ryan
year?
Ryan Gosling.
He wasn't anywhere this year.
Well,
Ryan
not,
Gosling.
I thought it didn't have to be relevant. I thought it was just.
No, it's
the
year.
It's relevant to 2014.
We never thought Chris Pratt would be a hunk until. Because he was fat in Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
It's hot stuff.
He is.
Yeah, he's
Star-Lord. So we unanimously agree. Chris Pratt.
Yeah, Chrissy.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah, right, Chris
TJ.
Pratt gets it.
Male Crush of the Year.
Male crush of the year 2014 is Chris Pratt.
Thank you, Chris Pratt. You win.
Chris Pratt, if you want to come.
If you actually are cool enough to like come over and like hang out with
you
us,
you can't put it awesome. On him like that. You can't guilt him like that.
I know, you're so cool.
Yeah.
You'd be so cool.
Next award is the most underappreciated of the year.
Oh.
This is, you know, you guys know this one.
Yeah.
Oh. Thing that you feel like should have gotten more attention than it deserved, or that it deserved more attention than it got, but it just didn't.
Okay.
Let's go, Blavin. Most underappreciated.
Oh, you gotta hold on to mine.
Okay.
Is it because you don't have any?
Yeah, I have only one.
Okay.
Okay, Anthony.
All right, so my runner-up is D4, Dark Dreams.
No, no, you're lying.
Yeah, no, for real. I think that could, in terms of sales, that game was way underappreciated.
It's a game.
Get out of here.
It is an awesome detective story with time travel.
Maybe I'll play it.
And it's got the weirdness of Swery, and Swery makes weird games, and they're always interesting.
Did you buy this game?
Yeah, I bought it. It was on a gold sale.
You know it's free next month, right?
Really? Wow. Fuck me. Well, whatever. Yo, this game's really good. Like, it's worth money. And
it's worth money.
It's worth money. And by the terms of sales, nobody else thought so.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a great game. And then my number one is Lucy, the movie with
Scarlett Johansson.
Where she surpasses her, like, brain limit or whatever. Like, they only use 10% of their brains. And I think this movie got too much hate because everyone went into it thinking it's supposed to be some, like, action blockbuster where she's just blowing up things with her mind. But it's not. And then people just bashed it based on that.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll agree.
For now.
Sorry.
I got one now.
You good?
I remember one from this year.
Okay.
My runner-up for things that were underappreciated this year, well, to me personally, the Wii U.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of people didn't really pay attention to it.
That's good.
And then now it's the only console that I want.
That's good.
My number one runner-up, or my number one underappreciated year, I think, is Edge of Tomorrow.
You're right, it wasn't as popular.
Yeah, it wasn't as popular that I wish it was, but man, that movie was real good.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It wasn't as popular?
It wasn't as popular. It didn't, like, make a lot of blockbuster, like, it didn't make a lot of waves in the blockbuster department.
Yeah.
Like, but man, it was a good movie. It was really, really well thought out, and I liked it a lot, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are mine.
Cool.
All right. Arrow season 4 underappreciated.
No, close. But I'm gonna go with the I didn't really know what to pick for my runner-up, so I'm just gonna go with Titanfall.
It's super popular.
No, it's not.
It isn't.
Not anymore.
That game had like the lifespan of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because they weren't esports enough. Inside bit.
Anyways, yeah. So Titanfall, I think it's still one of the best shooters this year.
Mm-hmm.
No one plays it, so whatever. But the number one is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that
everybody is dropped off after the first season.
And then everybody started getting on Gotham.
And then the Winter Soldier happened, and then it was like, whoa.
Yeah, but now everybody's on Gotham or something.
Yeah, so.
Doesn't everybody love Gotham? Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Meh.
Did you watch past the first episode?
No.
Neither did I.
I couldn't get past the first episode.
I heard it gets real crazy after that.
Oh.
Like when they get to the Arkham Asylum. Anyways, where do you guys want to go with underappreciated?
So what do we want to eliminate?
You can eliminate Titanfall. You can eliminate D4.
Fine. I'll eliminate Lucy too.
Yeah, you can eliminate Lucy too.
Wow, mine are still in.
Lucy as well.
Huh.
You can eliminate the Wii U.
No.
How's that underappreciated?
Yeah,
it seems like this is the year everybody bought one.
No, yeah. I think everybody talks about buying one and never actually buys it.
I think, like, everybody bought one. You bought one.
Yeah.
Blavin wants to buy one.
It's because I'm a chump.
Hey, whoa. Don't pull me into this. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
So, wait. Yours was S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
And we eliminated Titan.
Yeah, we did.
So, it's S.H.I.E.L.D. and Edge of Tomorrow.
S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Wii U.
Actually, I'm pretty even on both
really?
S.H.I.E.L.D. and the
Wii U. So, you really like Edge of Tomorrow, too, right?
No, I mean, sorry. The Wii U and Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm pretty even on both of those. I don't care which one goes with those two.
Have you seen Edge of Tomorrow, TJ?
I have.
I want to at least eliminate Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. first.
Okay.
So then the Wii U gets second.
So I'm going to go and say I want to eliminate the Wii U first.
So it gets third.
So that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. wins.
I thought we were going towards Edge of Tomorrow, but apparently not.
There is no second place, just so you know.
Spiritually.
Do you want to leave it in the hands of the adjudicator?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, adjudicator.
So yeah. Is it drop Wii U? Is it Shield, or is it that other thing?
Well, remember, the adjudicator can actually just throw us off.
Yeah, he can just do whatever. Oh, yeah, because we haven't decided, so he can do whatever he feels like.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Edge of Tomorrow.
Yay. Wow. Thank you. Okay. Now I gotta win.
Ding.
Alright, so go ahead.
Pow pow.
So make it official.
Most underappreciated of the year.
So 2014's most underappreciated of the year goes to the movie Edge of Tomorrow.
Yay! Sweet. Tom Cruise.
Sweet.
Alright.
Tom Cruise playing Tom Cruise.
Emily Blunt.
Oh, that's who that was.
Oh yeah, with her impossible yoga.
Oh yeah, that was awesome sauce. I'm jelly.
She did it. Jelly. I don't know if it's possible.
All right, next category is the disappointment of the year. This one's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily have to be the worst thing. It just has to be something that didn't live up to your expectation.
Got it.
Okay.
I have Dose.
Oh. Ooh. Enlighten me.
My runner-up is Destiny.
Oh, you didn't even play Destiny.
Yeah, but then all you say, yeah, but all like, you guys talk, own it. It was so hyped up. And then the first week after that, everyone was like,
okay.
And then my number one is Gotham. I wanted to like that show so bad.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't think of that. That's good.
All hail the Blade.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah, see? We were all angry at the end of it. We're like, this is so
I thought it was mediocre. I didn't think it was
well,
bad.
Well, see? Exactly. Right?
Wait, no, you liked it out of all this. You didn't believe and hated it.
Yeah.
I think I liked it a little bit. But, like, I don't watch TV, so okay. I don't know how far my opinion goes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. Makes sense. All right, Anthony, what's up?
All right.
Let's go.
So, just like Hottest Female, there is no runner-up. Because the biggest disappointment of the year is Destiny.
Oh, yes!
Fuck that game!
Yo.
That game's stupid.
I saw this coming.
There is no content in that game! Okay. Yo, man, you want to pay $20 for expansion? Oh, FYI, it's two maps! Have fun!
Yeah.
That game fucking sucks.
It was so hyped, too.
That game fucking sucks!
Hey, okay, we got it.
I just bought it again.
That's gross! You're gross!
Alright.
I don't want your present anymore. You're gross. Take this away.
My runner-up is Destiny.
Oh.
No, sorry. No, my runner-up is The Flash.
Ah, okay. Yeah. You'd be the one who knows about it.
Yeah, I don't really care about The Flash, but I figure, yo, it's by the dudes who did Arrow. This should be good.
Mm.
It feels like another Smallville. And, like, I'm talking the early stages of Smallville, where Smallville was bad.
Yeah.
You mean the time when you said, I'm going to marathon Smallville? And you're like, yo, the first, like, seven seasons
suck.
Are really terrible.
And then all, me and...
But, man, once you get to season eight,
yeah,
that shit picks up.
Yeah.
Like, what are you?
Me and Anthony were like, we're sorry, but did you mean to put, like, season under seven?
You're
like,
under seven? No.
Sorry, see if seven and up. We're like, oh, okay. I called Anthony, I'm like, so what the hell?
So yeah, my pick is Destiny for Disappointment of the Year. All the reasons Anthony explained.
Yeah, that game is no bueno.
There's just nothing to do.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All right, so unanimous Destiny.
Yeah, Destiny.
I'm sorry, Teej, you have to announce this. I know you love it.
Give it up.
Teej's favorite game of the year right here.
I wouldn't say favorite.
Pretty close.
All right, so 2014's most disappointment of the year is a Destiny.
Yay!
Begrudgingly.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Next category is the Late to the Party Award.
Oh, I like this one.
This is the award that, I guess, came out not in 2014.
Yeah.
And you finally got around to
experiencing it? Absolutely.
None of mine are gonna
win.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I can't wait to hear Anthony's.
I want to hear Anthony's.
Yo, none of mine are gonna
go.
Win.
All right, come on.
Yo, first on the list.
Is it a song?
No. Clash at Demon Head for the NES.
What the heck is that?
All right.
Okay. It was in my bin, and I started playing it, and it's like a free. It's like a free roam game before free roam games were a thing, and I just thought it's just really good.
Okay.
Number two. I guess that was number three. Number two is the final mix versions of Kingdom Hearts games.
So,
how's that Late to the Party? Those games came out.
They didn't come out in America. Like, I didn't import that. Like, he had all the final mix stuff.
I did.
Before.
I did. Right? I did have it all.
And yeah, so a lot not, of my friends
you're
were
not,
like...
So you're not late to the party.
I think I'm late to the party.
No, because
it's... In my group, I'm late.
Okay, well, it's not going to win. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And then number one, some of the most fun I had in a video game
okay.
is Trackmania 2 Stadium. Oh, Yo, you want to play Hot Wheels but on your computer? Play Trackmania. That game's awesome.
All right. All right. That's great.
All right. Those are all cut.
Thanks. 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 That was awful. Okay.
Those are really good games. You should play them all.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Yeah, all right. I'm good. Go ahead, bud. So my Late to the Party Awards is two TV shows.
Ooh. Gross.
My one TV show is Hannibal.
Hannibal.
I marathoned that whole thing in like a week.
That wasn't 2014?
No, it was not. What? It was last year.
So. Came out last year, but okay. He watched it this year.
Okay. Yeah, I watched all of it. It was pretty awesome. Mix Mikkelsen, La Chifra.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good times. It's good times. My number one.
I know what this is.
Late to the Party. Tell them away, Vince. Go.
No, you tell them.
No, you tell them.
Tell me. I want to hear this.
I need to hear it from your voice.
The sounding music.
Build Fighters.
Oh, that's right.
Gross.
God, all I did was call Vince every evening after watching a TV. After, I'm like, man, did you see? He's like, yes. Yes, I did.
I saw them last year.
Last year.
Welcome to last year.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was really good times. I mean, I didn't pick up the show, and I thought I'd fall in love with it, and I did. So, it's pretty amazing. So,
yeah.
Get them.
So, my two are... Don't even matter, because I'm going to go for Build Fighters.
Go. What is yours, though?
What are they, though? We need to know.
Okay, so I really only had one, because my runner-up is actually related to the next category.
Yeah.
So I really like the song that didn't come out this year.
Okay.
Called White Walls.
Oh, by Macklemore?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's
I don't like
sick.
That song. I really, really like that
song. Oh, that song's so good.
I really like that song.
It's okay.
Whoa, I didn't recognize you liking Macklemore. Wow,
yeah,
awesome.
So, are you going to get an undercut now?
But my number one, you guys already know, Space Battleship Yamato.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you told us about that.
Yeah, I'm willing to cut that for Build Fighters any day of the week.
So, guys, let me tell you about Trackmania 2. All right?
No. Oh, man.
All right, fine. Build
Fighters. Ah, yes, there it comes.
There is nothing I can say.
I get another win? Oh, man, I'm on fire this year.
It's not a competition, Blavin.
Absolutely, it's a competition.
It is to you, Anthony. It is to you.
Don't worry, you'll get one.
No.
just wait.
Alright, go
ahead. No. Alright, so 2014's Late to the Party Award goes to Gundam Build Fighters.
Goes to Blaven!
Gundam Build Fighters.
That's what it does.
Goes to Blaven.
What is it does?
Okay, I alluded to the next category already. Song of the Year.
Okay, so this...
This is usually the most controversial one.
Yeah, but I want this one. I want to start a new tradition.
We can't sing it.
Yes, I
no!
do
No!
Come
no.
on, Anthony!
No. No.
Oh. Yeah!
No! No.
All right, believe it. What are your songs? So my songs in order are the new Nick Jonas song, Jealous. I think it's really good.
What?
And then like the second song. What would you
Is
say?
Is that a song? Did that come out this year?
Yeah, it did. It just came out like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, wow. What? Wow. Late edition. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Song seems good.
Yeah, that's a cool song.
But I think the song of the year is going to be for my girl T Swift, Shake It Off. That was like the song of the year. I mean, everybody loved it. It was a huge hit.
Lame.
Smashed.
That's actually my runner up.
Oh, runner up.
What is this?
You don't
this?
Listen to music. What else did you pick?
Hold up. What can you pick?
I picked another girl track.
White Walls?
No. Wait, another girl track.
Came out early in the year.
Oh. I want to swing on the chandelier. Is that
what,
the one?
No.
Oh.
No.
Damn it.
I don't even know what you're saying.
I'm going to say Katy Perry.
Oh.
I'm going to say Dark Horse.
Oh my God.
Oh, that song did come out.
Oh, that was this year.
Really?
Yep. That's
you.
What I'm going to pick.
Oh, man.
Just in case this is your first time listening, I know nothing about music.
Oh my God. You're the
but
worst.
I also want to say that these songs are nothing in comparison to White Walls.
White Walls is really good.
The spiritual winner is White Walls by Macklemore.
He's got his black top Cadillac.
The song's winner. That song's okay.
Drive.
Get out of here.
That song's fine.
Get out of here.
It's not bad. It's okay.
No one likes you.
All right. So I put my
indie hits.
I put all my hipster picks in an honorable mentions category.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't need to hear them then.
No. So.
Oh no.
Water Fountain by Toon Yards.
Oh my God.
That's a good song.
What?
And Best Friend by Foster the People. Those are my honorable mentions.
Yeah, but Foster the People is actually popular.
Not their latest album.
They did Pumped Up Kicks, right?
Yeah, not after that. Yeah, after that song, they just fell
song's
off the
dancy.
Face of the globe.
Okay.
Is this song too dancey? No, but so number three for me is Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson.
I know it's winning this category.
Number two is Happy by Pharrell.
Oh yeah, that was
that's a good song.
Yeah,
I guess.
And then Numero Uno is from your girl T Swift.
Ah yes,
22.
Oh.
Was that this year?
22, yeah. Baby!
Oh, I'm going with that one!
Yo, that's a good one,
22 is significantly better than Shake It Off.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm
significantly
going with
that
one.
Better.
Oh. Isn't that older, though?
Isn't it?
No, it wasn't the same album.
Are you sure?
No, it's not. How old is that album?
Yeah, 1989. Oh. She wouldn't be... She'd be... Like she's 24 now. Or
no, no.
No, 22 is on the older album.
22 is not.
Oh, my God.
It is
because
I don't have the new album.
What?
Oh.
No, it's I'm Googling this.
No, it's not, though. You're right. Because
I don't have the new album. I don't have it.
Because 22 is when she was 22. 1989, she would be like...
She's feeling 22.
No, now she's 25.
Yeah.
My age!
No,
oh,
she's 25?
She is.
Yeah. Fuck!
You're wrong, weren't you?
So all Anthony's picks are disqualified.
No, no, my number one pick is Foss of the People, Best Friends. Let's do this.
Okay, T-Swift it is.
Shake It Off?
Shake it off.
You gotta admit that that made the most cultural significance this year.
I think we should still pick 22.
Because my ex...
Well, if we're gonna go outside the year, I'm going White Walls.
Brody's new girlfriend. All right,
so 22 or White Walls.
She's like, oh my god.
What's the best song of 2014 that didn't come out this year?
I'm just gonna shake it.
Okay, shake it off. Shake it off.
All right.
To the fellow
we can't decide. I guess we got a
song
break.
Of the year.
No way.
That's Shake It Off.
With the hella good hair.
By T Swift.
Come 22. On. 22. Right. Baby, let's shake.
All right, we're on to the big three awards. First up, TV show of the year.
So close, Anthony. So close.
TV show
of the year. And then we're going to you first because you're such a TV connoisseur.
Yeah, of course. So, like, I don't know if my first one counts.
Well, anime counts.
Yeah, no, it does, but, like, it like started into last year, but it ended this year, as far as I'm concerned.
It counts.
So number runner up is Kill la Kill.
Okay.
That show's just off the walls bonkers.
Okay. Yeah,
in like all the right ways. And it just took regular anime tropes and flipped them. And then number one is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 3, Stardust Crusaders Part 1.
All right, that's not going to win.
It's going to win. Stands are the best. And give me a fucking break, okay? Yada yada does it.
My picks. My runner-up is. I'm just gonna say Gundam Build Fighters.
Oh,
or Build Fighters Tri.
That's your runner-up.
Really?
Oh, Space Battle shit.
No, that didn't come out.
Arrow
this year.
Season something.
No. Yeah. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is my winner.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that makes sense. For mine, my runner-up of the year would have to be. Oh, what was that? Damn it! I had to pick one.
Just forget already.
Yeah, I just forgot already. I had to pick one. Damn it. Anyway, my winner is Bill Fighter's Try.
Okay, I think we know what's winning this category.
For TV show of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think any discussion is needed.
So, guys.
You're not even going to try and fight this, Anthony?
Let me tell you about
this. This is the one category he knows nothing about.
Yo, but Kill la Kill. Everybody loved Kill la Kill. Why?
I like Kill la Kill.
But do you like it more than Bill Fighter's Try?
Son of a...
That was so...
Oh, that's what my runner-up was. It was,
I caught up on all of that. That's good.
How can I forget? It was, Fate Stay Night.
The new one.
Yeah, the new Fate Stay Night.
Oh, does that count?
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's only a runner-up because, I mean, it's the same story.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, yeah. Man, that show's good.
It's great.
But it didn't make me squeal every time.
No, it did not.
All right, I want to throw a cog into the machine that'll instantly get crushed.
All right.
Hunter x Hunter.
Nope.
Damn.
you tried again, Anthony.
I'm going to throw cog in the machine.
I'm with Anthony on this one.
You're not part of the show. All right, TJ, you know what it is.
You know what it is, bro.
You know what it is.
Okay.
Let's try.
So 2014's TV show of the year is Build Fighters Try.
Awesome.
Boo.
It's okay. You'll get the next one.
My day's coming.
Next category. This one you're gonna win. Yeah. Movie of the year.
I'm sorry, what?
Movie of the... Unless you pick opposite like a fool.
You've got to win this one.
Yeah, you got to win this one. So I'm going to let you go last.
All right.
I'm going to go first. All right, my runner-up is the Lego Movie.
Runner-up?
Oh, yeah. Dang. That came out this year.
And the winner is Guardians of the Galaxy.
My runner-up is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ooh.
And my number one is Big Hero 6.
Oh.
That was a good one, too.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, my
number
My runner-up is Guardians of the Galaxy. And my number one is the Lego Movie.
I thought so.
Oh my god!
The Lego Movie is so good!
I would go for the Lego Movie.
Oh man, I hate guys, you guys.
The Lego Movie is like...
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians of the Galaxy is fantastic.
I hate you.
A, like, Kobe beef quality, grade A meat. But this is like A+. This is S rank.
I can't support this.
I had a lot of fun.
When they had the twist and it was really the dad's playset the whole time and it was just a cry for attention.
Yeah.
Man, that was great.
Why, did you have the experience as a kid?
No, I never owned Legos as a kid. But it was like this whole movie was great. Come on, this is like there were no
doubt. I'm not denying it's not good.
What's his face? Is Batman? Will Arnett?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
First try.
Yeah.
Throwing all Batarangs?
I still pick Guardians. But if you want to go Lego...
I go Lego.
Disappointing me, guys.
Yes!
You guys disappoint me.
Oh, man. This is tough.
All right. Well, but we know we decided, though, so the adjudicator can't...
He still crosses.
No, we can't. No way.
He did it last year. We
decided
Tomb
he did do it with Tomb Raider. He did. That is true.
He did
do it with Tomb Raider.
That may have been a terrible choice, but... Alright, adjudicator.
Okay, hold on. You guys discuss for a bit. I have to gather my thoughts.
Okay, so Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
But the Lego movie's just...
What does the Lego movie do more?
I don't know. Just
I think the Lego movie's funnier than Guardians of the
Galaxy. When we all sat down and watched it together, we were all really happy about it. It was pretty fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you know? Like, we were all together, right?
Yeah, like, I was...
We were all laughing the whole time.
We were laughing the whole time. There were no down moments.
Have you watched it again since that...
I know, okay, yeah, but neither have I watched Guardians of the Galaxy again.
Oh, because I've already watched Guardians twice again.
I've watched Guardians twice.
I've watched it 4 times.
Damn!
I watched it once, possibly 5.
Fine. Like, I have no interest to go watch the Lego Movie again.
Yeah, none of us watched The Hobbit, eh?
No.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, yeah, we didn't.
That could have been funny, too.
No.
Whoa, wait, oh, sorry. No, let me tell you guys about Horrible Bosses too.
Oh!
You saw that? I saw that.
Is it any good?
No.
Okay. Is the first one?
No, it's not.
Oh.
No.
So you guys sticking with the Lego Movie then?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Lego.
I'm sticking with Lego Movie.
All right, TJ.
All right.
You get to educate.
So, 2014's Movie of the Year goes to the Lego Movie.
Ooh. The Lego Movie.
My heart.
You've disappointed me. Duplo blocks at the end? Come on.
All right, time for our Game of the Year.
Yo.
Game of the Year. Now, Blavin, I know you didn't play any games this year, so tell me, what's your Game of the Year?
My runner-up was Smash Bros.
Okay.
Because I love the new innovation they made with the Amiibos and stuff. But my Game of the Year was Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
Oh, right.
I played that nonstop for like a week.
I'm surprised Magic the Gathering wasn't your... Oh, it's video game, not just game. My bad.
I hate you.
My bad.
Okay.
You didn't get Magic 2015?
It's not out on the PSU. They pulled it.
Oh, snap.
Oh, what?
Get wrecked.
I did not know that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, damn. And they gave me the year.
So, I got 3.
No, you can only do 2.
All right. I got 3.
No, you can only do 2. No, the whole point of this category.
Okay, fine. All right. So, my number 2 is Bayonetta 2. Bayonetta 2 is my runner-up.
You know that lost, right?
Huh?
That's going to lose.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine. That's why it's number 2.
All right.
Number 1 is Bravely Default for the 3DS.
Okay.
That, right. Like, the year started out with the best game of the year, and I don't think anything topped that game.
Okay. All right.
All right. Tell us your esports picks, Vince.
Runner-up is Bravely Default.
Oh, get wrecked.
And number 1 is Dragon Age.
But
I will say that the difference between 1 and 2 is like a hair.
Okay.
Damn. Because I do like the combat in Bravely Default more than Dragon Age, but...
It was, like, such a simple addition, like, to be able to take turns ahead of time, then...
Dragon Age, let me slice some dragons.
You could slice dragons in Bravely Default, too. Yes. There were those dragons,
yes,
and you fought them.
But could I slay a dragon, take its heart, and then give it as a gift to my boyfriend?
If you imagine it...
No.
Yeah, you'd be Adia. No. You rip out that dragon's heart and you give it to Ringabel.
No.
There was a dude who had amnesia and his name was actually Ringabel.
No.
That's amazing.
No.
I think that should win just based on that alone.
So what's winning this? Bravely Default?
Yeah, the name is Default.
I vote Bravely Default.
Okay, here we go. Alright.
So 2014's Game of the Year goes to Bravely Default.
All right. We're down to the final category, and this is the best of the year. This is the award that encompasses everything. You could make it anything. Go ahead. I think last year, Anthony, or Blavin tried to say headphones that he bought.
Some headphones that he bought were the best.
Yeah. So I'm expecting something random again. Go ahead, Blavin. What's your best of the year? Huh?
This cardigan.
Did you buy a pair of kicks?
Huh? You get some Jordans?
No. I think the best thing...
New glasses? You have to have two, right?
Yeah, best thing this year was Pro Tour Magic 2015.
Oh, my God.
Boom!
All right, he did do that.
That was this year. It was actually pretty cool. It was a cool run event. They gave away lots of
free shit. What's your runner-up?
My runner-up was Bill Fighter's Try.
Okay.
Alright.
You want me to go next?
I don't know. What's going on?
I'll go next.
Okay.
Runner-up is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. The Build Fighters Try.
The Fighters Try. Yeah.
And I'll say that because, guys, I bought a lot of Gundams because of this show.
You did.
You did. Get a lot of your income.
Marketing worked on you.
So you know that toy commercial they make for little kids?
It works.
It's like a diaper. I'm on a big 20 kid plus. Now.
Go ahead, Anthony.
So my runner up is Bravely Default.
Okay.
But my number one, like best of the year, is Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, that was this year. That was the best.
There was so much craziness around Twitch Plays Pokemon. Okay. Yo, Bird Jesus. Yeah. All hail Pidgeotto.
And the Omanyte?
Omanyte. You got to consult the Helix Fossil. Flareon was a false prophet. They turned it into a religion.
Oh, man, that was a good time. That was a really good time.
I think that was like, it was a great social experiment. And it was I think it was the most memorable thing.
Okay.
For me.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So I think Twitch Plays Pokemon is my number one.
Yeah, that makes sense that happened this year.
Yo, just consult the Helix Fossil. You'll figure out what is the best way.
That's a good one.
I don't know. Okay. Twitch Plays Pokemon was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty
good. But that was like a good joke for a day.
All hail Farfetch, the slayer of trees.
It did not change my life, so.
It changed mine.
Wow.
He was talking about it for like a month straight.
Yeah.
That's right.
Every week for a month was like, yo, update on Twitch Plays Pokemon. They caught a Farfetch.
I think he was talking about it to you.
Yeah, true. He was talking.
I think he just called you every day and told
No, but he talked every to me on the podcast.
Yeah, and I could block that out.
Goddamn Flareon.
They released them all into the wild.
Alright, so what do you guys want to go with?
Okay, what do you want
to
go
You know with? What? I would just say TJ has to adjudicate this
all one. Alright, TJ, adjudicate this
out
one.
Out of all of them, or your own.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, shit. Okay, wait. Refresh my memory.
All right, so...
Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Yeah, Twitch Plays Pokemon number one. Are we only doing number ones for him or no?
Yeah, number ones.
You want to do just number ones?
Just want to do number ones.
All right, so Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Yeah.
Pro Tour.
And Gundam Build Fighters.
I don't expect Pro Tour to win because that was only me.
Yeah, why would that win? That
was Man, I got to live my fantasy. I had a tub of Ben and Jerry's and I jumped from bed to bed in the hotel room I was provided with.
Did you slip and fall?
What?
You sit and fall and spill your bed.
No, but I was like playing music. It was awesome. I felt like a real single woman.
Okay. Have you decided?
That's all it's based off of?
Do you want us to put our seconds in there?
Yeah, put your seconds in there.
All right. Second was Bravely Default.
Bill Fighter's Try.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Damn it.
That doesn't help. That just made it worse.
Yeah.
These are all good things.
Except for the Pro Tour.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Extra.
Extra garbage.
Extra flaming hot.
Alright.
Oh, here we go.
You guys ready?
Dreams are about to be crushed.
I know. So 2014's best of the year goes to...
It's none of this.
I know, watch.
It's Build Fighters Try.
Oh. For a second, I thought you were going to say Brave Frontier.
I thought you were going to say Destiny.
Nah.
All right, that I'm happy
that. Did Brave Frontier come out this year?
No, it came out last year.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm done. Me too. All right, that's it.
Is that it?
Is that it?
Unless you always want to have anything else to say before the new year?
I think J-Law was robbed.
Yeah, so let's recap.
Of her rightful place.
What were some of the big things that happened this year? The Fappening was one of them.
I don't think we can talk about that in public.
No, I know. Fappening was one of them. Twitch Plays Pokemon was another big thing that happened this year.
There was Goldfish Plays Pokemon. That fell on its face.
That was pretty crazy. What else happened there? What are the big things happened this year?
I came to a revelation about the current state of video games that I cannot relate to.
What does that mean?
people like yourself would rather watch other people play video
games. Oh, the Twitch stuff. Twitch.
Yo, South Park made an episode about that. You should watch that.
I'm just like, I don't understand games anymore. Like, how do people sit down and watch other people play video games?
So I was at my cousin's house over Christmas break. And they're like, oh, like, Anthony, have you played the new Call of Duty? I'm like, no, I haven't played it since, like, Modern Warfare. He's like, yo, I love that game. That game's sick. I'm like, oh, you have it? He's like, no, I watched someone play it the whole game. And I'm like, how do you love it if you've never played it? You don't know what it's like. You have no clue what it is.
It's this phenomenon I don't understand.
Oh, that is crazy. That is crazy.
This is like when our parents are like, why don't they want to go outside? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
We're old men.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Make me sad.
A single tear.
Yeah. I was like, how come I don't want to watch YouTube of video games?
Like, I understand if it's like esports or whatever, it's like tournaments and stuff, but like, I just don't want to watch a dude play through
the game. I was talking to another friend and he's like, oh yeah, that Last of Us game looks good. I'm like, oh, did you play it? No, just watch someone play it the whole thing.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Like, what? I don't know. That's like when people tell me they think PT is so scary, but they watched it on YouTube and didn't actually play.
PT?
Yeah, well, the Silent Hills teaser game.
Oh, it was freaky.
And that game, like, the whole point of that game is, like, it messes with everything a console has to offer, and it, like, messes with your senses, because you're playing it.
Yeah.
And if you just watch it, you're like, oh no, look, he told me his controller vibrated. Spooky.
Is the PlayStation 4 and Xbox 1 this year? Did they come out this year?
Last year? No, they came out last year.
Oh, okay.
Oh. This year's when everybody bought one.
Yeah. There was the whole hacking thing, or this past Christmas.
Oh, Lizard Squad?
Yeah.
Lizard Squad on the case.
And then the shutdown of the interview was recent, too. Like, there's so many crazy stories.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
A country all frazzled over...
Open arms.
Wasn't that just last week?
Yeah, but that's still nuts. That's still this year.
And then we went from Vince figuring out what he really wants to collect. That was a good time. He used to collect all high-end stuff, and now he just collects Gundams.
No.
Almost exclusively.
No, I still go high-end.
Yo, he just bought a $300 Gaugaigar. Because he's crazy.
And then Anthony went from, hey man, I'm so broke, to, oh my god, I bought every system.
Now like, I'm broke again. Now I'm broke again.
In succession. Just FYI, guys.
In a span of 3 weeks.
Yeah, so it's one
week. He was like, I'm bored of the PlayStation, I want the Wii. I'm bored of the Wii.
I want the Xbox. Now I'm bored of all of it. I'm going to play Kingdom Hearts 2.5 for 50 hours.
On PS3.
PS3.
So much for that $1,000.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, this year's pretty good.
It was alright.
Yeah, it is okay.
It was not the year.
I think games were kind of weak.
I think games as a whole were weak this year.
Yeah. Except for Bravely Default. That shit was awesome.
Pew pew.
Okay, sure.
Makes sense. Right, well, thanks for listening for another year.
Yeah.
Didn't think I'd be with you schmucks for this long.
So mean. Why would you...
No, I didn't think that we would actually spend this much time, like, every week. I thought one of us would give. There's three ways this could go wrong.
I honestly still thought you would give.
I thought you would give.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were the one most likely to give.
I think me and Anthony were committed to death.
Yeah, because... Well, we...
Yeah, I thought I would give.
Yeah, we started because we, like, had this mutual interest of it's... mutual interest of this really obscure thing.
Yeah.
Right? And we're like, yeah, these are the people who are just gonna...
And then you're like, I wanna join! I wanna join!
And then there's that whole bro moment that...
That comes up every year, and it's never old.
And in the back half of this year, you stopped showing up to half the episodes.
I know, because I got busy.
No, you play Magic, it's not busy.
Dude, you're not busy, you're like, I'm playing Magic.
That's busy. I'm a pro now.
Having a job is busy.
I do have a job, too.
Yeah, that's something.
But you still made it.
Yeah, but you had a job today, and you still made it to the podcast.
But Magic's a full-time job. I gotta brew decks, you know? I gotta brew decks. 24/7. Yes, I know my attendance has been lacking of late.
Hey guys, you like my mug?
No, your mug's stupid and I hate you.
You're jealous, right?
So jealous.
So, Vince got a Theaters in a Basement mug, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
We totally did not. Although Sony's gonna sue you immediately.
Immediately. No, man, they're just shapes. They don't mean anything.
Dude, they're just geometric shapes.
Okay.
They're for learning.
Yeah, it's the same font as the PlayStation font.
You can't copyright math.
You're funny. Yeah, I'd be the first to give. If any one of us.
Yeah. In fact, I think TJ did more talking than you this year.
Yeah, I think so, actually.
TJ was pretty active.
Yeah, he was
active. After he was called out.
Yeah.
What do you mean he was called out?
Because your one friend was like,
"Oh, there's
four people? Actually four people on your show, so your title's wrong."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, and I'm like, "Shut up."
It's a good time. It's a good time.
Okay,
that's it.
Yeah,
we're good to go. Thanks for listening for another year. 3 years in a basement.
Believe me, where are we on the internet if they want to get in touch with us?
Oh, every week.
TNIV.letters.
No! Come on.
Did I get it right this time, though?
Well, you got the email
right. You got the email right, but that's not where to find us.
Is that what you... That's the most you'll get out of me.
Google.com, son, or Google.ca.
I think really we're second on the hits. 3 years in a basement.
We're the only hits.
We're the only hits with that combination of words.
Nice.
My mind would be blown if we were not number one. If you search that.
There's just some like science institute.
My mind would be blown. Well, no, they searched it when I was at the sushi place today. Apparently we were second, but I guess they didn't look at the first one.
They searched 3 Nerds of Amazement and we were second?
Second?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
I have no idea.
That's such a long search tag. How can we not be first?
It's so specific. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
There's 3 Nerds and a surfer.
Whoa. Ooh, they're first?
Are you a surfer?
Sorry, server.
Oh, server.
None of us are.
Can we sue them? When they start?
Get them.
Yeah, mine says all 2010, so...
Copyright. Patent pending.
All right, well, we filled up an hour.
What?
Only an hour?
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. We didn't really discuss. Actually, we just said a bunch of topics and went, this one wins because you're all dumb.
That's a lie. We filled up 15 minutes. We're good to go.
We're gonna
the ghost cast happened this year.
You guys keep going on about this, but there was no ghost.
It
yes,
happened.
There was the ghost.
A ghost haunted my computer and it crashed the podcast. Or no, it haunted TJ's Mac because I was recording on the Mac that time.
I swear to God, it actually happened.
I don't believe you.
It happened.
Why do you not believe us?
And then we had a 15-minute podcast of us yelling into a microphone.
Yeah, because you forgot to record the show.
No, because we recorded it, and it was golden.
Where was I that week?
You were gone somewhere. I don't
know. Yeah, you were actually gone somewhere. I think you were at a con or something.
Oh, I was.
You're at TFCon? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, so what happened is that we recorded it, and then...
It was perfect.
Yeah, and then the minute he pressed something... Like
I pressed saved, and then it froze, and then it crashed. And then I tried to like, restore from last session, and then it was just like... You lost everything, bud. And I'm like, no.
And me and Anthony were like, so what do we do now?
We were so distraught.
Are we just gonna make up a new one? Like, I don't think we can capture the magic.
We couldn't.
We were kind of douchey on the first time. We were like really into it.
Yeah, but it was an entertaining podcast. It wasn't just us being douchebags for 15 minutes like the second one was.
See, I would have loved to listen to that.
It was fantastic.
Well, the douchey one or the non-douchey one?
The douchey one.
That was the one that came out.
No. What I meant was, like, I was really into it. Like, oh, man, that's actually really interesting, Anthony. Like,
oh, okay.
More. Like, that kind of douchey. Okay.
Well, that certainly was a thing that didn't happen.
It happened!
All right, that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year's, everyone.
Happy New Year's holidays. Kwanzaa.
That's already passed.
Dude, it's passed.
Whatever, yeah, I don't know when Kwanzaa is.
Happy New Year, except for, the people who celebrate in February.
Yeah.
Who celebrates in February?
Chinese.
Weirdos?
A third of the world?
Weirdos? No, I'm just joking.
What? Weirdos? Yeah.
Wow. Coming from the white guy? Yeah.
Only white guy in this room right now.
The only white guy in this room.
I'm outnumbered.
Yeah. All right, then. We will see you in 2015 with a brand new 3 Nerds in the Basement.
Bye-bye.
This time there will be 80% maybe more blame.
Yo, #healthy clavicle.